listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Partly cloudy skies this evening with a low in the mid-20s, highs in the upper 30s tomorrow with temperatures falling throughout the afternoon. It's 38 degrees in Lawrence and it's 3:06.
Or Yelp reviews, though perhaps you'd just call them tweets.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies too, listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we're always streaming both our KPR1 and KPR2 feeds. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines right at 3:30. That will be followed by a story about military veterans who sometimes rely on for-profit companies to help navigate the red tape involved with their disability claims. But some critics say unaccredited firms can sometimes charge exorbitant fees.
We call them claim sharks, and we're really trying to rein in these actors to ensure they're not continuing to operate the way that they have been.
Quill Lawrence has that story for you. Also, we will visit a stretch of road in Houston in the southwestern suburbs, home to many places of worship. We'll talk about it coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
I want to give a special shout out to Sean Harding and all of the KU facilities and operations crew. You guys have done an amazing job today. Lawrence got 5-ish inches of snow. That's a lot of snow to move. And let me just say, KU facilities and operations has just done a phenomenal job getting things moving and back to normal. Thank you so much for all you do for us and for this community at large. Thanks for being part of the KU community, and thanks for being KPR listeners. You guys rock. It is 37 degrees in Lawrence and 47 in Manhattan. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR comes
Lex on its beginnings on the next morning edition from NPR News.
We can always use a little more Denny Lane in our lives. Talking about Wings tomorrow on Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 3:30.
Worked out, but that the US was taking serious steps and that now more than ever, there is a chance to end this war.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A New Jersey-based company has withdrawn plans for an industrial waste plant in a low-income Kansas City, Kansas neighborhood. As Dylan Lyson reports, that comes after residents raised safety and pollution concerns.
The company ReWorld says it withdrew plans for the Armourdale neighborhood because of, quote, changing business circumstances. The withdrawal comes after residents demanded more transparency. The facility would have taken in more than 1,000 trucks of industrial waste each weekday and would have been located near homes and an elementary school. City officials repeatedly delayed approving permits for the plan and asked the company to hold public forums. Residents say the company failed to do so. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Well, you may have heard that Kansas City is one of the World Cup soccer tournament host cities next summer. And today, the organizing committee unveiled its transportation plan. Craig Eklund explains.
There are 15 sites around the Kansas City metropolitan area for fans to board buses, including six in Kansas. Mike Kelly, the Johnson County Board of Commissioners chairman, says Lawrence is one of the six sites in Kansas because of the possibility that Rock Chalk Park will serve as a base camp for one of the teams.
Fans that will follow a team that hopefully will be based in Lawrence will want to experience all that the region has to offer. And so we wanted to make sure we were intentional about giving them the connection to do so.
All the bus routes will lead to the World Cup Fan Fest at the Liberty Memorial site in Kansas City. The World Cup draw will be announced Friday of this week to determine which countries will be represented at each site in the early rounds. I'm Greg Eklund.
The Wichita Teachers Union is urging school district leaders to reconsider a policy that requires teachers to contact parents if their student is in danger of failing a class. Union President Katie Warren says teachers are spending more time trying to reach parents by phone and email than logging calls to report them to principals. She says that's in addition to a program that allows parents to check grades online.
Teachers are being asked to make multiple calls for the same failing grades, even though parents can check their grades anytime at their fingertips on their cell phone.
The union wants principals to stop requiring teachers to make multiple calls outside the school day. Warren says a recent survey shows that nearly 70% of Wichita teachers think their workload has increased since last school year. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies this evening, mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s. Temperatures will fall throughout the afternoon. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy in the evening with a low around 8 above, and sub-zero wind chills are possible tomorrow night. It's 3:35.
This is All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, it's Jeff Watson, host of Afternoon Classical Music. Giving Tuesday reminds us that the most essential things in life are worth preserving. KPR is one of them, your sanctuary of sound, inspiration, and cultural richness. But here's the challenge. Federal funding for public media is gone, and listener support is the only way forward. Your gift today secures the future of classical music, jazz, and news in Kansas and beyond. Make a difference now with a gift that will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Go to kansaspublicradio.org to donate today. Thank you for your support.
And we have several people to thank for their support. An anonymous donor from Lawrence, an anonymous donor from Overland Park, an anonymous donor all the way over in Perkasie, Pennsylvania. Pretty sure I know who that one's connected to. And an anonymous donor from Topeka. Thanks to every single one of you who has made a pledge on this Giving Tuesday. Help us pick up this $40,000 that's just sort of sitting on a table, but we can't touch it till we raise an additional $40,000. So get your pledge matched dollar for dollar right now online at kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you so much for listening to KPR and being a supporter of KPR. Coming up in our next half hour, a longtime diplomat with extensive experience in Latin America has some harsh words for the Trump administration's attacks on suspected drug boats.
What they're doing in the Caribbean is undermining the rule of law and, frankly, is making us less safe.
We'll learn more from a former ambassador to Guatemala coming up in just about 20 minutes here on your KPR stations. Mostly cloudy skies late tonight with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, a high in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night's low in the single digits, though. The time is 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR News, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from BritBox, committed to helping viewers unbox the unexpected over the holidays with British TV, including original series Linley and a new season of Karen Peary, streaming at BritBox.com. From the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. And from Subaru, The Subaru Share the Love event runs through January 2nd. By year's end, Subaru and its retailers will have donated more than $350 million to charity. Subaru, more than a car company. This is NPR.
After the Beatles broke up, Paul McCartney formed a band with his wife, Linda. McCartney reflects on the beginning of Wings. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning for that conversation about the history of rock and roll. You'll also get the latest national, international, and regional news. It's Morning Edition on KPR, 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws. Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. Full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org.
37 degrees in Lawrence, 46 in Manhattan. Don't forget to take this opportunity to support KPR as your pledges are matched dollar for dollar at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. How to square your listening to All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. At 4:35-ish, we will talk about this special election going on today in Tennessee. Was expected to be a safe seat for Republicans, a lot more competitive than the analysts had thought it might be. Polls will be closing fairly soon. We will get you an update on what we know and what is still undetermined. Also, we will hear about the Pope's first foreign trip wrapping up after Mass at a site in Beirut. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Well, you've heard us talking a bit about Giving Tuesday. This is our first event like this since we are totally without federal funding. Our focus is always on community contribution. KPR, quite frankly, needs your help. The federal funding's gone. Listener support is the only way forward. Your monthly gift, no matter the amount, keeps trusted local coverage of state government, weather, and more going strong in our region. Your ongoing gift of $15 a month or more is most appreciated right now at kansaspublicradio.org. If you can do it at $15 a month, you get a free KPR ornament. Check it out at kansaspublicradio.org.
And from your part-time controller.
After the Beatles broke up in 1970, Paul McCartney and his family left the chaos of Abbey Road for a quieter life and lived on a farm in Scotland.
My lovely wife, Linda, we would sing around the house, and I always remember thinking, wow, she's really got something.
So they formed a band called Wings. Paul McCartney reflects on its beginnings tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for the latest national, international, and regional news, plus Sir Paul McCartney. Can you beat that? 5 to 9 a.m. right here on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
The time is 4:30.
Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A New Jersey-based company has withdrawn plans for an industrial waste plant in a low-income Kansas City, Kansas neighborhood. Dylan Lyson reports that this comes after residents raised safety and pollution concerns.
The company ReWorld says it withdrew plans for the Armourdale neighborhood because of, quote, changing business circumstances. The withdrawal comes after residents demanded more transparency. The facility would have taken in more than 1,000 trucks of industrial waste each weekday and would have been located near homes and an elementary school. City officials repeatedly delayed approving permits for the plan and asked the company to hold public forums. Residents say the company failed to do so. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A federal law change could hamper the budding hemp industry in Kansas, which has grown to be one of the largest in the country. The law lowers the amount of THC allowed in hemp. THC is the psychoactive compound in cannabis. The change is meant to close a loophole that allowed stores to sell hemp-derived THC products that can get users high, similar to marijuana. But Kelly Ripple, a hemp advocate, says the change is so restrictive, it would affect Kansas farmers, who mostly produce non-consumable hemp products like fiber.
And only certain producers or processors would be able to meet that, and those would include pharmaceutical and researchers.
Federal data shows Kansas planted the fifth most hemp in the nation in 2025. The law change is set to go into effect in November of next year. Kansas prisons are expected to reach their inmate capacity limits within the next 3 to 4 years. The Kansas Sentencing Commission projects the state's incarcerated population each year. The state is expected to reach its capacity of nearly 11,000 inmates as early as mid-2028. Scott Schultz of the commission says the population is quickly increasing as inmates are spending more time in prison because of stiffer sentences.
We have those admissions folks that are staying longer every year, and so there's a stacking effect that actually occurs.
Schultz says the state may need to add about 1,300 beds over the next 10 years. That would likely require the construction of a new prison. This is KPR, and it's 4:35.
Support for NPR considered from NPR News.
Hello, I'm Jay Schaefer with KPR News. Giving Tuesday is about community, and you're at the heart of ours. KPR is here every day providing news, information, music, and entertainment. But with federal funding now gone, we depend entirely upon listeners like you. So make a contribution today at kansaspublicradio.org. Your gift will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Together, we keep local news strong.
Again, you can make your pledge in support of this Giving Tuesday at kansaspublicradio.org. Once you click and get there, I promise you it's really, really obvious where you go. Big banner at the top. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theodorelawrence.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned at 5:01. We will have an update of news headlines. And at just about 6 minutes past the hour, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth spoke today about the military campaign against suspected drug traffickers in the Caribbean.
We've only just begun striking narco boats and putting narco terrorists at the bottom of the ocean.
Okay, but some serious questions remain about things like due process, trials,
A lot of questions, and we're going to ask some of them coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Wichita State University, announcing President Rick Mielma's book, Student-Centered, Innovation-Driven, spanning the transformation from audacious vision to current reality. More information at wichita.edu/book.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
Show tomorrow and find out the fate of your favorite fettuccine. Just turn on your radio or get your device to play your local station.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I want to take a moment to thank many of our donors. Many of you want to be anonymous. Don't be shy. Tell us who you are. And just say thank you so much for thinking of us on this Giving Tuesday. If you would like to make a pledge, you can do that right now at kansaspublicradio.org. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. And we want to say thank you to an anonymous donor from Topeka who emigrated here from the Philippines. Thank you so much for listening. We also want to thank Cynthia Peterson of Olathe. We want to thank an anonymous donor from Lawrence, another anonymous donor from Topeka, an anonymous donor from Emporia, and two anonymous donors from Overland Park. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for contributing. We appreciate every single gift. Thanks for making us part of your life. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olesburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows tonight in the mid-20s, tomorrow a high in the upper 30s, and the bottom falls out tomorrow night with lows right around 8 degrees. It's 5 o'clock.
And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
33 degrees in Lawrence, 41 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we'll get you an update of news headlines at 5:30. Just after that, we will examine the money behind veterans' disability claims. NPR's been looking into this, the issue of for-profit companies helping veterans navigate the VA's red tape. Critics of the companies have been calling them claim sharks. Why is that? We will explain what can be done about it. Also, in just about another 25 minutes, our good friend Frank Morris talks about the labor crisis affecting the agricultural trades. And before we get to 6 o'clock, remembering the legacy of librarian Dorothy Vogel, she and her husband amassed a priceless collection of contemporary art in their one-bedroom apartment. How'd they do it on civil servant salaries? We'll tell you coming up on KPR.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR.
Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
This is Giving Tuesday, which is all about community, and you are at the heart of ours. You can join your neighbors and make a gift today to kansaspublicradio.org, and your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Thank you for supporting this local resource. It's 37 degrees in Topeka. It's 520.
Support for NPR.
After the Beatles broke up in 1970, Paul McCartney and his family left the chaos of Abbey Road for a quieter life and lived on a farm in Scotland.
My lovely wife, Linda, we would sing around the house, and I always remember thinking, wow, she's really got something.
So they formed a band called Wings. Paul McCartney reflects on its beginnings on the next morning edition from NPR News.
The band on the run. We will learn more about Wings. We will hear from Paul McCartney. You will get national, international, and regional headlines. You don't want to miss it. Morning edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting the Snowman Concert, December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 39 degrees in Abilene, 34 in Atchison. It's 5:30.
Apparently, he told the journalist, some of us will continue to work, he joked. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Rome.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Well, you may have heard that Kansas City is one of the World Cup soccer tournament host cities next summer. Today, the organizing committee unveiled its transportation plan. Greg Eklund explains.
There are 15 sites around the Kansas area for fans to board buses, including six in Kansas. Mike Kelly, the Johnson County Board of Commissioners chairman, says Lawrence is one of the six sites in Kansas because of the possibility that Rock Chalk Park will serve as a base camp for one of the teams.
Fans that will follow a team that hopefully will be based in Lawrence will want to experience all that the region has to offer. And so we wanted to make sure we're intentional about giving them the connection to do so.
All the bus routes will lead to the World Cup Fan Fest at the Liberty Memorial site in Kansas City. The World Cup draw will be announced Friday of this week to determine which countries will be represented at each site in the early rounds. I'm Greg Eklund.
The Wichita Teachers Union is urging school district leaders to reconsider a policy that requires teachers to contact parents if a student is in danger of failing a class. Union President Katie Warren says teachers are spending more time trying to reach parents by phone and email than logging calls to report them to principals. She says that's in addition to using a program that allows parents to check grades online.
Teachers are being asked to make multiple calls for the same failing grades, even though parents can check their grades anytime at their fingertips on their cell phone.
Warren says a recent survey shows that nearly 70% of Wichita teachers think their workload has increased since last school year. The union wants principals to stop requiring teachers to make multiple calls outside the school day. Mostly cloudy skies late tonight with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow we will hit a high in the upper 30s, but temperatures will fall throughout the afternoon. Light winds out of the west for tomorrow night. Mostly cloudy in the evening, but really low temperatures tomorrow night. Lows in the single digits, right around 8 degrees. And wind chills will be sub-zero at times. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, it's Destiny, your classical music host, and many of us spent the last few days chasing holiday deals. Well, today is Giving Tuesday, a time to focus on community. KPR brings you the beauty and depth of classical music every day, but here's the reality. Federal funding is gone forever. That means this service depends almost entirely on listeners like you, so please Start your monthly gift of $15 now at kansaspublicradio.org. And when you do, you can claim a custom KPR ornament.
It's a Christmas ornament, by the way, just in case you were thinking it was like a hair ornament or something else. Nope, it's a Christmas ornament. You don't have to use it on a Christmas tree. It'll look cute on your mantelpiece. At any rate, we hope you will consider becoming a member of KPR. Giving Tuesday is a great time to do it. Visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and I promise you it is super obvious where we want you to point and click and pledge. You don't have to poke around for it. Don't have to hunt. You know, like those little pop-up ads where it's really hard to find the little X that makes it go away? We don't do that. It's really big. It has everything but giant arrows. At any rate, hope you'll support KPR. We love supporting you, but we can't do it without your financial help. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Up next, news headlines at 6:01, followed by a report on the strikes on boats in the Caribbean that have been going on. Are they legal? Are they not? Are they somewhere in the gray area? We will attempt to answer these questions coming up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Subaru, more than a car company. This is NPR.
After the Beatles broke up, Paul McCartney formed a band with his wife, Linda. McCartney reflects on the beginning of Wings. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Sir Paul McCartney and all the latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.